You will dock with Merrill's blog in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Docking complete.
Hey everybody, it's August 8th, 2007, sometime after 7 o'clock. We may be interrupted during this podcast by my computer saying and doing things it feels like saying and doing because I haven't been particularly careful about shutting things down. That's because this will be a fairly quick and dirty podcast. Not dirty in the sense of explicit, just in the sense of unrefined. Today, I bought a Creative Zen Stone MP3 player. It is just a player, not a recorder. I picked it up for under $40. It has 1 gigabyte of flash storage. It comes with, half a dozen, give or take, MP3 files of music. It also comes with some uncomfortable earbuds and a very short USB cable. It literally looks like a stone. It's about 2 fingers wide and a little shorter than my fingers are, so it fits comfortably in the palm of your hand. It has the wheel on it with the center push button, and then on the ring around it, you can push up to turn up the volume, push down to turn down the volume, push left to move backwards, and push right to move forwards. And if you hold these down, you will rewind and fast forward. One of the things I didn't know when I got this is how to position it to orient myself to these directions of up and down and left and right. The wheel, if you hold it flat in your hand, the wheel is on the right-hand side, and then the left-hand side is open, and I think there is some kind of writing, maybe just the logo or something that says like Zen Stone or whatever, next to it, and that's on the left. The earphone jack is at the top on the narrow side, and next to it is a switch. This switch has 3 positions. All the way to the right, you're in shuffle mode. In the middle, you will play normally. And if you click it to the left, all the way to the left, it has a spring. If you do it quickly, you'll bounce to the next folder. And I haven't tried this, but if you hold it in, you will move to the next section of an Audible book. Yes, this little player plays Audible books format 3. And the Audible manager has an add device for the Zen Stone and will transfer Audible content to the Zen Stone in format 3 and put it in a folder called Audible. This device also has opposite the earphone jack, and it does come with its own earbuds. I think I mentioned that. Essentially on the other side of the Zen Stone, a USB cable. And if you plug it in to your computer, it will come up as a drive. You can copy and paste files to it. I used the send command to send some podcasts over. They end up in the root directory if you do that. You can use OverDrive books on this device. Overdrive.com was able to recognize this stone as a suitable player and copy files to it. They're also in the root directory, and it will play those. The stone can use its own interface. I haven't used this Creative Media Lite, I think it's called, program to put files on it. What I have used that program for, and this is very cool, Brian Hartgen, H-A-R-T-G-E-N, at hartgen.org, has a description of the stone, and he also has a set of JAWS scripts, which you can install and that give you some commands to work with this program, the creative program. And what the creative program can do for you is, number one, if you press the F11 key, it will tell you if your device is charged, and it will give you the percent of charging. So when I brought it home from the store, it had 0%, and I could check on it and find out that it charged up, I want to say within an hour, maybe even a half hour. It was like very, very quickly did it come to full charge. The F11 key will also tell you how much free space you have on the device, so you can kind of tell what you might need to delete or how many files you can add. That's very handy. You can also apparently use this program. I haven't done this, so I can't speak to exactly how it works. But you can use this program to rip content from CDs onto the Zen Stone. So you don't have to use Media Player or iTunes or Nero or, you know, whatever program you've got to collect these CDs on your computer and have to manage a media library. You can apparently rip them, pick and choose what tracks to copy. I think that'd be great. I don't know how fast it is, but I think it would be great for something like getting CDs out of the library. You may not want to keep them on your hard drive forever, but you want to read the book. I got a book from the library on Monday and ended up using iTunes and ripping the book, and there were 12 CDs and then they weren't tagged properly, and then I had to re-tag them so that I could find them. They got into the library with 10 of them got into the compilations folder, and 2 of them got into the author's folder. All the discs were separate albums. I was just a mess. It took me a while. I just ended up retagging the whole mess just so that I could copy them onto my iPod Shuffle. I didn't have the stone at the time. In some coherent order. And I will have to play with that when I get another book out of the library and see if I can just plunk them right here on this stone. I got the Zen Stone because I've been using my PDA phone to play the protected content from the library. And I like it in that I can know exactly which track I'm listening to. I can delete it when I'm finished. I have some commands I can use with it and so forth and so on. However, the drawback is that the battery on the phone runs down fairly quickly. And this morning I got up and basically had no power in the phone and had to plug it in and wait several hours for the phone to recharge. And I think it'll be easier to use the stone, particularly, you know, when I'm reading in bed at night. The phone can be charging and the stone can be doing its thing, since it does seem to charge fairly quickly. It's also much quicker. Here's what I had to ask the blind iPod list. Was not clear about this at all. To turn the stone on or off, you press that center button down and hold it down for maybe 3 seconds. Now here's the thing. It takes, 10 seconds, let's say. I think I counted to 7, but I may have been counting slowly, for the stone to power up. And then it will start playing. You don't have to do anything else. It will start playing. And then you can move around if you don't like the particular track you are on. But that that threw me at first. And then if you want to pause, you just press the button. But your stone is still on. If you want it to actually turn off, you have to press the button down for, 2 or 3 seconds. And hold it. And that's the sum total of the device. It is a screenless device. It does have folders, and you can organize the folders, and you have to use that spring-loaded buttons to maneuver the folder. So you can have some organization on the stone to get to different things, or just have things set up sequentially like you do on the iPod Shuffle. I have the original Shuffle, and that's how it is. I guess that's about it for the Zen Stone, but as I say, it does play protected WMA, it plays Audible, it plays MP3 files. I was able to just go into my podcasts and pick out which MP3s I wanted to listen to, right-click on them, do the send, find the Zen Stone on the list, and it just copied them over. And that's the way I can delete them as well, is just open up the stone as a drive and go through and delete what I want. So it's really easy to use. The learning curve was only a little high, as I said, because I didn't know about the waiting. And I didn't know how to position the stone in my hand to make the directions make sense. So that's why I'm doing this podcast, just to let you know that. And just to let you know that for a very low price, you can get a gigabyte of flash memory, so no moving parts there with hard drives to play files. That's it for me.
I'm Errol, and this is my blog.
This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative 3.0 license.